Hey, Ruby Ryder here. Welcome to what is not podcast number 196. I know you've all been waiting for it, and I apologize that it's late, and 196 is not going to happen until next week. I'm not going to number this podcast. I'm just going to tell you what's going on and how I'm struggling a little bit to get going. And, you know, we all go through things. We have our ups and downs. We go back and forth. And despite the fact that everything else is going wonderfully in terms of webinars and monetizing my Ruby business and all of that, I have a melancholy that has its grips on me and I'm struggling. Feels like I've hit a wall. Yeah, I'm sure you could call it depression. And, you know, we all go there every once in a while. I feel really fortunate in my life that I have never, ever gone to depression to the point where I've considered ending things or anything that serious or medication or that kind of stuff. But every once in a while, it just kind of kicks my butt. And it's been a long time since that's happened. So I just thought I would kind of explain a little bit. The main thing that is causing me melancholy is basically lack of a partner. And, you know, there's all kinds of advice that people can give, like try and make your life as happy as you can without a partner, you know, with your friends, your family, you know, taking good care of yourself. And that's great advice, but it simply doesn't substitute for that warm, cozy cuddling up in at night with a partner. And I know that partners come with lots of other issues that may or may not be good. You know, there's people with partners out there that are going, yeah, he won't give me enough of the bed, or she snores all night, or something like that. So there's always positive and negative. But when you don't have something for such a long time, you just crave it and wish for it. Sometimes I miss it more than others. This last weekend, it kind of hit me like a wall. And I kept trying to figure out a way to get this podcast done and get my motivation going and just buckle under and do it. And finally, I decided I was just going to give myself a week's break, not put out a podcast, put this recording out instead, which is kind of like a podcast, but because it is just a sort of reporting in about how I'm doing, I'm not going to label it number 196. This is just sort of an extra podcast to let you know what's happening. So all of my lovely listeners out there, I'm going to ask you a favor. Since clearly you've been waiting for this podcast and it's not as long as the one that you hoped you would have, and perhaps you have a routine, like every Wednesday morning you listen to this podcast on your way to work or something like that, and I let you down in that case. But what I'm going to do is ask all of you listeners that really enjoy what I have to offer and what I put out there in the world for a favor. If I have helped you somehow, if I have made a difference in your life, I am asking you to just drop me a line, email me, let me know how that happened, what it felt like, things like that. And I think that will totally cheer my ass up and I'll be able to get back onto the podcast situation next week. And I ask your indulgence taking this week off. I apologize that the podcast isn't there, but sometimes we all have to just take a breath and do what we need to do to take care of ourselves. I am going to get a massage, and I am going to take very, very good care of myself during this week, and I will be back in action next week for you all. So, once again, yeah, Ruby's melancholy. Can you hear the horses in the background? The horses are particularly loud today. So, Ruby's particularly melancholy today, too. That's the short story. Ruby's melancholy, can't get a regular podcast done, asks that you understand, and email her if she has done something to improve your life, to help you out, to make your life better. And that's pretty much it. No announcements, no nothing. This is not going to happen this week. I'm just going to play the music in and out. And thank you for downloading and listening, despite the shortness, despite it not being what you expected it to be. And I'll see you for 196. Thanks, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.